Welcome to the KXCV KRNW in the Trenches Show with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, as we're joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, here, and Dr. Pat Harbaugh joining us here in just a little bit, the longtime team physician for Northwest and a Maryville institution in Doc Har.
Absolutely. You know, I got here in 1995. Doc Har was here. I came back in 04. Doc Har was here, and he's been here ever since, and was here a long time before I got here. And it's just... you know, he's a really special individual. He's somebody that's been a mentor to me, a guy that's, you know, I've got guys in our program that he delivered. It's so ironic, the ties that he's had to Maryville. He was the Board of Regent president for a while, did a lot of incredible things in his tenure there. You know, the guy bleeds green, so it's always fun every fall. You know, he's down in Springfield, Missouri now for most of the year, but it always brings a smile to my face when I see Doc Har.
And we'll talk with Doc Har here in a little bit when we bring him into the show here. But really, one of the things that is such a benefit to the whole athletic department is just having him at these games. I don't know if there's any other school in the Division II that has the type of medical care that Northwest Missouri State's able to have.
No, we have phenomenal medical care, and Doc's gotten paid, you know, huge exorbitant sums to do that over the years. You know, he cares about the kids, and that's what it's about. And, you know, every time I see him, you know, the first time I always hug him, and I say, "How are you?" And he goes, "I'm above ground." The kids keep him young, and, you know, like they do all of us. And it's just, it's phenomenal for our kids to have the relationships they have with him. And just, you know, the things that he does behind the scenes is so unknown is great.
And we are at A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. When we come back, we'll talk with Dr. Pat Har and Rich and talk a lot about Bearcat football. That's all coming up right after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G Restaurant in Maryville and in the trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. Joined now by the longtime physician for Northwest Missouri State in Dr. Pat Har. And Pat, great to have you with us here on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoy doing this, particularly with Rich.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier that you received another of the long honors that you've had throughout your career. Just here in the last couple of weeks, it was announced you're going into the inaugural class of the Maryville Spoofound Athletic Hall of Fame.
That was a bit of a shocker. I mean, there's been a lot of athletes that went through Maryville High, had great careers in high school, went on to play collegiate sports, professional sports, and so on. And, you know, I wasn't much of an athlete.
I was going to say, was that for your athletic prowess?
Yeah, right. You know, I was too short, too slow for most athletic contests. So, but the the joy I've gotten from the last 50 years now taking care of high school and college athletes here, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
And again, like we were talking before, just the care that you give these athletes is something that a lot of schools the size of Maryville High School or size of Northwest Missouri State just has never had access to, and it's something that you provide just by the services that just and your love of athletics here.
I had a good friend down in Marshfield who was a team doctor for 60 some years. He died last spring. I think he was 97 or so. I don't know if I'll make that.
You got a lot of years left then.
But, you know, it's, I can remember, I came back to Maryville. I was in the military, came back to Maryville, for a visit. And my youngest brother was playing over at Bethany, and a Maryville kid got hurt. I'm standing there with my dad, and the PA announcer says, "Is there a doctor anywhere?" And I looked around and thought there wasn't anybody there, so I kind of trotted out on the field, and the three coaches from Maryville were all fraternity brothers of mine.
Oh, wow.
At Northwest, so it worked out okay. I was, got my feet wet right from the beginning. But when I was back buying a house, I ran into Chuck Goff, who was the athletic director. And he said, "Hey, we haven't had a doctor around for years. Would you mind helping us out?" And I said, yes. I didn't think about it. I just said,
didn't
sure.
know what you got into,
no,
did
I said,
you?
Sure. So, it started the 5-decade love affair. It's just, the kids, whether it's junior high or high school or collegiate, I mean, they deserve to be able to play. And if something happens, get it taken care of properly and quickly and get them back to play. And the hardest thing ever is to tell somebody you can't play the rest of the game or you're out for a week. I mean, it's unbelievably difficult to tell a kid that. And but that's part of it, I mean, if a kid's going to be in a position where he could get more seriously injured, I wouldn't do that with my own kid, So basically, I've always treated these kids like they were my own.
And that's why they love you. And, the thing that's tough with football is that, with so many other sports, whether you're talking basketball or baseball or, softball, whatever you want to talk about, you're talking about 25, 30 games for a season, but you get 11 weeks. And he has to make a lot of hard decisions, but it's always in the best interest of the individual. And that's where, whether it's been Mel or AD or myself, he's the expert, and we adhere to what he says, and he's always guided us in the right direction. And if we have the best intentions of the kid, then that's really what it's about.
And another thing I think is so beneficial is having Doc Carr around is how close you work with the athletic training staff at Northwest Missouri State, too. It seems like you two go hand in hand there, the care that they get from you and then the rehab work that they get with the athletic training staff really seems to be a great unit that you guys have formed.
Well, you're right. Our athletic trainers are just unbelievable. And I've had the opportunity to work with every one of them except Bud. Bud took off right the month before I got here, and I was planning on working with him. And Sandy Miller came, and it started a 5 or 6 year relationship. And then he left, and I thought, what am I going to do now? And then here comes DC.
Right.
And 27 years later, we were going at it. But our athletic training staff is just top notch. And we still are a couple short for all to take care of all the sports. Mm-hmm. And when we've got two or three teams on the road and it's during football season, I mean, it's tense. I mean, these guys work long hours, and but they do a great job, and they're always looking for new techniques, new equipment. So I'm really blessed. It makes my job really easy.
I think the one thing that, he's probably underselling is he's right. You know, I was here for DC and then transitioned into Kelly. And, you know, then from that to Matt. And, you know, but there's always, you know, in coaching, there's always a continuity piece. And he's been kind of the linchpin for that for us. And there's been, you know, the thing that you can't undersell is the relationship piece. And for every kid that's walked into Northwest Missouri State for the last 50 years, they've known who their guy is. And I think that's important because there's a trust factor there, especially with football players, because oftentimes we don't like to say what's wrong. And, you know, to have somebody they trust, somebody that isn't just going to pull them out of a game, isn't just going to, you know, if you're hurt, you're hurt. And that's what it's got to be. But if you're not, he's going to do everything he can to put you back on that field. And that's the thing that's just vital to what we do.
And, Doc, how has sports medicine changed through the years? I imagine there's been a lot of big
just
changes.
Just one or two things.
But, I mean, some of the basics are probably still the same as far as the relationship you have with the athletes. But what have been some of the major changes that you've
there's
seen?
There's laser beams down there now.
Yes. Yeah, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's really evolved into a specialty in and of itself. Basically, you know, when I started, I had to rely. There weren't any textbooks. There were a couple of sports medicine journals that I read religiously, and I went to a lot of conferences, and it was sort of just on the job training. You know, it's when I think back of sports medicine as it existed in the 70s and early 80s is probably by today's standard considered almost barbaric.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it's involved the science and application of science in sports medicine has changed tremendously. And the modalities that our athletic trainers have in hand are unbelievable. And you know, we're a small institution, but you know, we've got the swim pool that has made a big difference in rehabbing, like our kids with lower extremity injuries, and the different tools that we have.
Shoot, Doc, we got acupuncture.
They even
did that to me one day.
It's you know, the needling is a fascinating science, and I handle that a little bit better than the suction cups. Those kids come out, and I thought,
with those big circles on the,
yes,
all over themselves,
like,
yeah.
I thought, looks like they got in a fight with an octopus.
Yeah, you know, pretty much.
Terrible, but no, it's sports medicine today is, I think for a family physician in a small community, it is a gateway to a lifetime of fun and relationships.
And you talk about relationships, and again, just the work you've had with the kids at all ages, you have a relationship from the very formative years all the way through to when their competition years end, and maybe even further down the line.
Well, it's you know, I think AD and Matt Webb played together in the early 90s. Greg Teal, I think Greg Teal and AD were probably the original townies.
Right, probably
and
so.
And then Adam Horn, Scott Quarter came along. And then we had, when my son Nick and Mike Naniga, Adam Ottey,
right,
and then John Ottey, the year ahead of him,
right,
and Grant Sutton.
Uh-huh.
We had a,
don't forget Brian Sutton.
Brian Sutton. We had a real influx of townies. Miles, yep, Burnside.
Evan Wilmus.
We had a bunch of townies. And, you know, these are kids that, you know, I've watched from junior high up. Mm-hmm. And when they were in college, most of them would spend Friday night after a game or Saturday or Sunday in our basement playing, you know, watching games and stuff. But it's just growing up in a small town, and half those kids I did deliver, and so I mean, I took care of them right from the get-go, and it's just special. It's just, that's what makes it really special.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's amazing, all those players that you mentioned, not only did they come and play at Northwest, but they were integral parts of a lot of success through the years with the Bearcat teams.
No doubt.
Yep, absolutely.
And I guess one thing that has remained the same, Doc, though, when you're, is that black bag that you carry around. If I understand, you've had that with you through.
It's 50 years old.
Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The lock is giving way. If I have to go very far, I've got to either use duct tape or something.
Do I have to get a new bag? Do we need a new bag?
No, I got the mojo.
Okay. You know, you're kind of superstitious like I am.
Absolutely. It's been through a lot of wars, you know, and you don't want to give it up.
Well, it's got character.
Yes, it does.
Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. Again, today's broadcast underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, it's agrestaurant.com. We'll be back and have more as we'll continue our talk with Dr. Pat Hart. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And our guest this week is Dr. Pat Hart, the longtime team physician with Northwest Missouri State, as far as well as Maryville Spoofhounds. And Rich, I think we were talking during the break that I don't believe there's anybody that's been involved with Northwest Athletics through the years that have seen as many games as Pat has here.
Absolutely not. 50 years, holy cow. So, I call Mark Rosewell the godfather of Northwest Athletics, but it should really be Pat Haar. It's just the impact, you know, that he's had on kids' lives over time is immeasurable. And, you know, the relationships he's created, the friendships he's created, the people that go back to him. I have so many former players, I know Mac does too, that still are connected with Doc to this day, and it just speaks to he and Terry about the relationships that they forged when they were here.
Doc, as far as looking back through the years, what are some of the highlights that you've seen as far as the games that you've been on the sidelines
with? Oh, wow. Good luck with that.
We'll be here till tomorrow.
Well, that's all right.
Well, you know, golly, it's there's so many games that even you know the turnaround season, the 94 season, there were games we got blown. If we got within a couple of touchdowns, that was kind of a moral victory then.
Yeah.
But you could feel things begin to change. We even lost the first two games the next year.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we won a couple, three games. Like, hey, this is kind of fun.
Remember when we jumped in the pond?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't believe them. Yep. I said, if we win again, we're going to jump in the pond. I said, yep. No way.
I said, I wouldn't. Coach T was in the pond, so was I.
I wasn't going to jump in that thing, but they were held. You know, I think some of the games, that's probably one that stands out was the win against Grand Valley, yeah. In when it was cold.
Remember the Ice Bowl?
Cold, the Ice, yep. Bowl, and watching. DC and I were standing on the far north end of the sideline trying to stay warm and use the players as a windbreak and stuff, and then watch Xavier break, yeah. And it's like, holy smoke, here we go.
Remember him watching the video board to see where
they were.
The car kid, yep. That ended up having, yeah. A long career with the,
yeah.
Cowboys.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
97 yards.
That was quite the game. Every one of our playoff games was really exciting. But
I'll tell you one game that really stands out to me, and even more so than the national championship games, was in 96, that first playoff win up at Nebraska-Omaha. To me, that was a fun game. Yeah, to me, that was the game that really put Northwest on the map and said, yeah. we're here, never looked back.
Absolutely, because it just, the wave got started, and then it turned into a tsunami from there. But
Jesse Haynes ran the wrong route.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm glad he did.
Yep, he did. And caught it in the end zone. Sabota and I talked about it a couple days ago.
Yeah. Well, and it's a wonder that Greg even got the ball off.
Well, in the play before, he slipped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy game.
The the non-playoff games, but still were like the Washburn game last year.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, here we were celebrating, you know, there were, you know, less than a minute left. We got this thing. And then Washburn scores.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, my God, here we go. And then boom, boom, and we kick a field goal. I mean, if that didn't get people cranked up, they're watching the wrong sport.
You know what's funny is that there's so many of those memories over the years. How about I remember the playoff game against Pitt State where we were up big at half. Mm-hmm. They came all the way back, and Joel Osborne hit, I think it was Kendall Wright, on fourth down to keep the playoff streak alive. You've got Central Washington. You were out there with me on that one.
I missed that game? Nope. I was in St. Louis with the Spoofhounds that weekend.
That was Ezekiel Elliott's year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was chewing nails.
There are so many games over the years that, kids just executing in critical situations, and that's what it's about.
No doubt about that. And you talked about that Spoofhound game, about Ezekiel in that game. I think afterwards, even was talking about, even though he got beat, you're going to be watching me on Sundays from here. That tells some of the Spoofhounds.
He made a little bit of money.
Yeah, he did. But
he didn't win the game.
That's right.
You know, he was an extraordinary athlete. I mean, he had like 400 yards for the game.
Right.
Total yards and stuff. But it was a Spoofhound team that beat him.
How about the four overtime game? How'd you feel about that?
Well, I didn't know if I was going to survive it or not. The fact that we even got to overtime was a miracle. I mean, 30 points in the fourth quarter
right.
against, in a national championship game? I mean, how does that happen?
Sure.
How does that happen? And then we back and forth and back and forth. And our kicker, I mean, we should have won it in regulation.
Right.
You know? And but anyway, yeah, I didn't know if I was going to make it through that game or
not. How about the 09 national championship when we're up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big at half, and we fumbled the ball going in, and that would have been over. And Grand Valley came all the way back, and then on fourth down.
That was a screwed call there. They did. Time.
But then on fourth down, we went for it one-on-one with Jake Soy.
Jake Soy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those memories, isn't there?
Well, I mean, in the catch in the end zone and the week before in 05, it was
Raphael Robinson.
Raphael Robinson.
And he caught the ball in the corner of the end zone. We said we'd be right back. We were here in Maryville for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and rolled back to Florence again the next week.
Yeah,
we had an opportunity to get to know Florence, Alabama pretty well through the years.
So. We were well acquainted with the people in Florence and, everything there is to do. They did like us.
But we travel so well.
Yeah, there you go.
And during the break, too, you ask Doc if he'd ever been flagged on the sidelines. You might talk a little bit about having been close or anything on that.
I got warned. Well, but it was obvious the other team was holding like mad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the shirt, the jersey stretched away. It's like, call the holding, how do they miss that?
Yeah, I ask that a lot too.
But got Central Oklahoma coming into town this Saturday. Adam Dora on the other sideline this time around. But again, he's as a player and a coach through the Northwest program. Both of you very well, obviously acquainted with, and it's going to be a nice little homecoming seeing Adam come to town. But hopefully, we can send him back with an L to his name here this week.
Yeah, I hope so. It's been it's funny. Everybody tries to build it up into something that it's not. Adam texted me Saturday night and just said, your kids battled. That was impressive to watch. He understands, a lot of the things that go on. In terms of the pressure piece here, and, we talk a lot about that. And we've been good friends. I was GA when he was a player here in 95 and 96, and we've remained friends ever since. One of the things he was most excited about, we were talking, and he's like, gosh, Richard, it's going to be 60 degrees in Maryville on Saturday. And, we both played in really hot conditions the previous weekend, and, we were joking about he was trying to get out to the cobblestone to stay out there by the lake. He was going to try and go fishing. He's just he's a dear friend. He's somebody that I've spent a ton of time with over the years, and I respect the heck out of. We're going to battle on Saturday, and when it's over, we're still going to be friends, and that's what it's about.
One of the things that really I think is going to be a fun matchup to watch on Saturday, offensively for Central Oklahoma, the number two rushing team in the MIAA, and for Northwest, the number one rush defense team in the MIAA. So that's going to be a great kind of matchup to watch.
Yeah, our kids are going to have to be ready to go. Their offensive line, when you coach against somebody every single day in practice for as many years as I did, he does a phenomenal job with the offensive line. It gets them to play hard. That's going to be the matchup. And, we pride ourselves up front on the defensive line, and, we're going to find out. And it's give and take, and, they run the ball really well. So it's going to be a big piece of the overall outcome of the game.
One other thing to talk about, and we've talked in the past years about this too, Military Appreciation Day. That you've always done a nice job of making sure that that's something that's special for the players as they get ready for this matchup.
Yeah, the one thing we've always tried to do is personalize stuff. So many schools put an American flag on the side of somebody's helmet and say, well, that's Military Appreciation Day. That's not Military Appreciation Day. So what we do is try and find somebody in the kids' families that have served, and then beyond that, and they're going to represent their name, and then the motto of the military branch that individual served in. But my challenge to the kids was I want you to call whoever was serving, and what was their experience like? Because people might know somebody served, but what did they do? What was it like? What was the experience? And just to try and create connections with our kids, that's important to me.
All right. Well, Rich, as always, good to have you on the show, and it's good to have Doc Hart with us here as well.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
I can't wait for him to come back next year. You got to have him back.
No doubt. No doubt about that at all. Again, it's a 1:30 kickoff on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. A reminder that today's broadcast underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. My thanks to Dr. Pat Haar and the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.